All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in here today. We are going to talk about the Yellow Vest movement in France here today. We have Timothy, who's been speaking with Lana previously. He's from the group Suevalos, and it's always good to have someone from France with us. It doesn't happen too often, unfortunately. We try the best we can. But it's great to have Timothy here and give us kind of his take and analysis on what it is that's been happening. Welcome, Timothy. What's it like for you and where you are in France right now?
Yes. Hello, Henrik. Yes, I am in France right now. Exactly. And about the Yellow Vest movement, what I can tell you is that the French government succeeded in something for one time. They succeed in reaching a point of no return and to anger people for real this time.
What, tell us who the Yellow Vests are, how did it get started, and what do they want?
Oh, to make it clear, the Yellow Vest movement, the Yellow Vest protest, is in fact the white working class of France that have enough with the tax pressure. And it started on the 17th of November in Neubourg, in a city of the north of France. And I think it will last for some weeks.
And so the issue, as far as I understand it, is over the taxes that has been added onto the fuel prices. There is an issue of Macron and French policy in general, trying to solve the issue of let's just for simplicity's sake call it the fraud of climate change, right? So that we have the Paris Accord and all these agreements that the globalists have headed up to basically start decommission gas vehicles and things like that. And one of the solutions that the French political establishment have been looking at is to stop with the sale even of gas powered and diesel powered vehicles at 2040 or 2050 or something like that. So now they've hiked the taxes, which is, for the American viewers, if we talk about dollars and gallons for a minute, a gallon of gas is costing $7 and I think around 50 cents in France right now with these recent tax increases on the gas. Is that a correct assumption of the situation, would you say? What can you say about the taxes that has been added onto the gas prices? Because that's how it all started, am I correct?
Yes, all of what you said is correct. Yes. So something I could add to explain another part of the problem is that the tax problem is only the shadow of a deeper aspect of the world thing. And when I have interviewed people when I have interviewed protesters of this movement, something that they tell me very often is that the friends of the diversity is clearly absent from the crowds of the protesters.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
So people make a link between the cost of immigration and the tax pressure. So I think that this is something very positive about this this movement, this protest movement, because it is a very suffering, painful process for people, because the white working class get poorer and poorer, and I think it makes people aware of that link between the cost of mass immigration and the cost of fuel.
Yeah, someone has to pick up the tab, right? Someone has to pay for all of this. We have a very similar situation in Sweden, I would say, where taxes, both on gas, but in other ways as well, specifically on living costs, have been hiked up to give the government more money. And what is the money being spent on? Well, open borders, migration, bringing in hundreds of thousands, if not even millions of people into our European countries, and basically them ending up in a situation where they become dependent on the state because they don't get to work right away. They are become dependent vassals of the state, effectively. And someone has to pay for that. So do you think that that's kind of then an underlying pinning of these protests? Maybe it's not out in the open, and maybe it's not even in the forefront of the consciousness of some of the people protesting, but they know that their living standard is going down. They know that they can't afford living from month to month because they have these huge costs of migration and open borders in France?
Yes, part of the people are aware of this, and a huge part, I think that they hardly dare to think that this is true. It's very weird because while this is obvious, many people do not dare to say this truth and even to think about it. But, you know, in France, it's been 40 years that the government prevent people from seeing the truth. So I think that we paid a price of 40 to 50 years of blindness. So I think maybe 20 to 30% of the population is aware about the environmental fraud. You know, the speech about the environment. And they are aware also that the cost of immigration, which has been there's a report that stand that the cost of immigration is up to 84 billions for the last years. So many people do not know this at all. So in fact, there are several Frances. You have the diversity France, you have the France of people that are aware of all these issues, and you have a huge mass of people that feel that something is wrong, that the government is lying, but they don't really know the reason why. It's a bit like the, you know, the allegory of the Plato's cave. They see only the shadow of a deeper aspect of the world thing.
That's a true observation, I would say. Now, we do see in some of the protest footage here, we can see there is French flags out there. You know, there is some, you know, right here in this footage, people can see if they're watching the video version of this here, the, you know, the French flags, there's, it implies, because it was for a while, some people I've heard, commenters have said, well, the protests have been hijacked by far activists, right? And they can't really decide, is it far left, is it far right? And some people have said it actually is a little bit of both. And I don't know what your take on that is, but here we can see the police even try to rip the flag off of one lady. But it seems that the uniting effort is anger, right? They're just angry and upset. They're upset with Macron, they're upset with France and the establishment, and it's not really like politically defined the movement. Is that a correct assessment?
Yes, that's perfectly correct. But one thing I would like to add is that French media told that it was far right wingers that were the rioters during the protest of last Saturday. It's a pure lie. In fact, the media filmed a zone of road works to make believe that the pavers had been torn off by protesters. It's another lie. In fact, 0% of the people that were arrested belonged to the far right. So, you know, in fact, each time the French government and French media, which is somewhat the same, have an occasion to lie about what they call now the, I don't know if it makes sense, but they call it the ultra right.
Yeah.
It's even more, in their mind, it's even more violent than far right. I think that very soon we will have the far right from the space and things like that. But you know, we are used to this lie of media.
Yeah, these slogans and things that they invent. Well, these guys, I'm not saying the yellow vests, I'm saying the establishment in France, and Macron in particular, they're ultra globalists. That's what I like to call them. it's like total open borders. And of course, Macron has many times talked about the united destiny that Europe has with Africa, and, you know, bring them all in, they will turn into the hundreds of millions at the end. And it's like, it's unsustainable. And it's also, of course, unsustainable from the environmental point of view, that if these protests, if at the root of these protests is a revolt against increased taxes on fuel because the establishment is trying to solve some kind of climate issue. We know that that's a fraud. I think it's a fraud, but they're using it in that way. But regardless, so if we take the official narrative, the official story at hand's value, then it means that solving the immigration crisis must be part of that, because bringing in hundreds of thousands of people from third world countries into established Western countries and give them the same living standard that we have, that's certainly not going to solve the environmental crisis now, is it?
Yes, that's obvious, but what to say? Because, you know, if they were logical, maybe they will try to find a real environmental solution. For example, they talk about electrical car nowadays, and they make people believe that they will have to change their car to buy new one, to buy new electrical cars, for example. And even if we consider this official speech, people are completely aware that it's pure, how to say, it's a pure fraud again, because we perfectly know that electrical cars can be a solution. It would be even worse than the present with the actual technology. So, you know, that's difficult to find the logic of the French policy. I think that we are governed by not so, how to say, I think that the French government has no real answer at this point, because I think also that there is no real solution to the protest movement. And this thing, I think this is very positive, in fact.
Yeah, it's good to see the people just getting angry, and that's where things begin, right? Before you can have a cohesive direction, you just need to have discontent, basically, and trying to topple the establishment. France, Macron's approval ratings are incredibly low at this point, which is maybe interesting from a political point of view, considering that he was running against Le Pen in the last election. And I know that you also are of the belief that Le Pen is far from perfect or an ideal candidate to solve many of the issues that we stand in front of. But it's a beginning again. It's a start. And so maybe if she was running again, let's say against Macron or against a Macron, maybe she would be the one that would be getting out on top and actually winning an election like that. If this discontent and upset nature, if you will, of the establishment continues by the French people.
Yes, I think that at the end of this protest movement, Marine Le Pen will have much better chances to win some elections, because the government, the French government, make a link between the people in this protest movement and the far right, sensibility. So I think that's a very stupid speech from them, because many people in France are with the yellow jacket. So I think indeed Marine Le Pen will get stronger after this movement.
Yeah, let's clarify too for people that don't know. In France, it's mandatory to have a yellow vest in your car in case you end up in a traffic accident or something like that. So a lot of people, of course, have, since it was based out of the protest over taxes and the vehicle culture, I guess. Right,
80% of the people have the yellow vest in their cars.
Exactly, and I saw protesters were stopping traffic. There has been two killed so far. One was actually run over by a car as they were trying to block traffic, and another one was shot by police, if I'm not mistaken. But as they were trying to stop traffic or stop vehicles, they're asking for the people in the cars to kind of put out the yellow vest, at least on their dashboard, to kind of show support of the movement. So they're trying to make it grow in this way by really forcing people to address the issue, or to be aware of the issue, I should say.
Yes, but they don't have to force people to put the jacket on the board of the car, because as I said, many people do it by themselves. So this is this movement is growing, and I think the population is very supports the movement very strongly.
Yeah, what else can you say about it being hijacked by? Are there anarchist, leftist, pro-globalist forces as well weaved into this that are just, they like the chaos, they like the throwing stones at police and stuff like that? Are they part of it too?
You mean how many rioters were anarchists?
I know this is very difficult to answer, so I'm not asking for, I guess, a number, but they are part of it, right? They are part of the Yellow Vest. They've kind of infiltrated, right, and try to get their own their own need to create chaos. They're using the Yellow Vests protest movement.
Yes, but they are less than 1% in the rioters. The anarchist rioters are less than, I would say, 1 or 2% of the crowds. That were present in the Champs-Élysées, for example.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. That means that there's, many more just normal, regular people that are fed up. What else can you say about the movement or where you think that this will go next? Has it quieted down the last few days? Is it equally violent not radical, but it's obviously they're out on the streets, they're barricading roads, they're burning things, they're throwing things at cops, etc. Has that continued?
Oh yes. Believe me, it will continue. And people try to transform the protest to make it more useful and to have a lesser impact on the population.
I'll bring it up here in a moment, but showing that people were trying to add bricks in front of the gate to Macron's palace, right? He's actually sitting, his government is being run from, is it at the end of Champs-Élysées or something like that? But anyway, I saw some of that footage. Do you know if that's true?
Yes. It was not the Macron palace. I do not remember precisely, but it was another building, not the Macron palace, because it was impossible for people to reach that area.
That's right. That's what I heard too. Because they wanted to get close to it to basically demonstrate, like show that we are protest, we're many, we're loud, etc. But the police wouldn't allow them to come close, right?
Yes. No. They won't allow them. No. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's very interesting. Where do you? So we've talked a little bit, I guess, already about where you think it will go. We're probably going to see more protests. Are people going to be able to keep this up even as Christmas is approaching, or is it going to die down, do you think, here in the next couple of weeks?
Oh, I don't think it will die soon, because Christmas will change nothing. People are really, really in deep anger, and this anger lasts for 40 years now. So I don't think Christmas will change anything. And I think that the protest will last at least 2 or 3 or 4 weeks more. I'm sure.
All right. Interesting. Now I want you to plug the website. As I said before, you guys have talked with Lana before on the show, so people can go and check that out for more detail about your group and what you guys are doing. But anything else you'd like to leave us with concerning the protests or concerning things that's happening right now in France?
Well, we hope that people will make the link very quickly between the real problem in France and the pressure tax, as I said. But I'm afraid that this painful period will last long before they get awake. So we can't say that there is a solution. And at present, we wait and see, because it's not time to make an opinion about all these events. It's too soon, I think.
I like to see the discontent with the establishment and the pro-globalists, the Macrons. It's great to see people of European descent rise up in whatever capacity and just protest their submission, because that's what it is. People in European countries are not free. Things are being done undemocratically, against their will. So at the end of it, this is what we have, our last resort. It's go out on the streets and protest and try to remove our leadership. So it's a good movement to see it. And of course, a lot of people are accustomed to seeing this in France. There are farmers doing this all the time. They block their, highways and roads with their vehicles and things like this. The French are obviously for maybe for eugenic reasons at this point, a little bit more revolutionary than some other European countries. But nonetheless, it's great to see it. Just briefly before we terminate here for this time, or end for this time, is a better word, I guess. Tell us about Suévalos, the group that you guys are heading up.
Well, Suévalos, we aim at create a community, a peaceful community, and we don't want to have this image of far right wingers. So the fact is that we don't want to appear into that protest movement as Suévalos. Of course, many of our members are in the protest movement, but they don't wear, Suévalos flag, because that's not our policy. We only want to create a peaceful white community, and that's okay for us.
Thank you so much for coming on, Timothy. I really appreciate it. Keep up the good work, and keep us updated in what's happening in France.
Okay, thank you, Henrik.